Once upon a time in a parallel universe, a different version of Mexico where a very special princess reigned, known as the Catrina. She was no ordinary princess, but the ruler of a magical world where the dead lived in peace and harmony with the living. The Catrina was known for her beauty and elegance, always dressed in her traditional attire of skulls and brightly colored flowers. But her greatest virtue was her compassion and her desire to help all who lived in her world. One day, while strolling through her kingdom, she encountered a young mortal named Juan. He had accidentally arrived through a magical portal that appeared in her house during a storm. Juan was lost and confused in this unknown world. The Catrina approached him with a kind smile and offered her help. She showed him the wonders of her world and taught him the history behind each of the festivities and celebrations that took place there. As they spent more time together, the Catrina and Juan fell in love. But they knew their love was impossible, as he was a mortal and she was a princess from another world. Desperate to find a way to be together, Juan decided to seek help in the mortal world. He turned to a shaman who explained that in order for the Catrina to be with him, he had to find the key that opened the portal between the two worlds. Juan returned to the magical world and told the Catrina of his plan. Together, they began a tireless search for the key. They faced many dangers and obstacles, such as the darkness and the magical creatures that inhabit the magical world, who were, 1. The Quetzalcoatlus. These huge feathered creatures are similar to dinosaurs, but with wings and an elongated head. They are friendly and love to fly around the world of the Catrina. They are also capable of singing beautiful melodies that can be heard throughout the kingdom. 2. The Xochilolis. These little butterfly-winged creatures have the body of a flower and are very friendly. They love to play and dance in the flower fields of the Catrina's world. They are known for being protective of plants and for their sweet scent that perfumes the air. 3. The Xenex. These mischievous creatures are small and furry, with a mischievous smile on their face. They are known for hiding things and playing pranks on travelers passing through the Catrina's world. Although they can be a bit annoying at times, they are harmless and love to laugh and play. Finally, after a great journey with the magical creatures, they found the key hidden in an elevated place where a field of flowers was located. When Juan inserted the key into the portal, a door to the mortal world opened. The Catrina and Juan held hands and crossed the threshold together. Upon arriving in the mortal world, the Catrina was amazed by the beauty and life of Juan's world. Together they enjoyed the wonders the place had to offer, such as walking through the parks filled with green trees and brightly colored flowers, tasting the delicious food sold in the markets such as chilaquiles, tamales and tacos, listening to live music at an outdoor concert, and watching movies at the cinema. But as the days passed, the Catrina began to miss her home and her kingdom. Juan, realizing this, decided to live in the magical world, so she could return to her world and be with her people. The Catrina was happy. She explained to him that their love was strong enough to overcome any distance or difference between their worlds. The Catrina and Juan returned to the magical world, this time together and united forever. The Catrina would rule her world with love and compassion, while Juan would be her faithful companion in their adventure. And so, the Catrina and Juan lived happily ever after.